This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Indeed, check them out at franklinarmory.com. Well, here we are in Coronavirusville, and, that doesn't change anything as far as the way we do business. So, once again, this is the weaponized woman with Keita Bussey. She joins us once again. Now, are you home?
I'm home.
Yeah?
Because I have to be.
Yes. Well, now, in Wisconsin, what is their program in Wisconsin? What are they advising everybody to do?
Well, they shut down all the schools, shut down a lot of workplaces, advising people to stay home, not to travel, to stay out of public places. So I had to cancel my trip to L.A. I'm supposed to be in L.A. right now. And rather than potentially being quarantined for 2 weeks and stuck there, I just canceled my trip because I can't afford to be stuck there for 2 weeks.
Right. What do you make of all of this? You're a young lady. What do you think of all of this? A lot of people in your age group are very upset with you.
Well, as a nurse, I have a little bit of a different perspective than a lot of people, I think.
Please.
And you probably see, you can see the forest for the trees because you have a lot of experience. So when I went to nursing school, I graduated in 2010, and we learned about the coronavirus. And that it's a virus. It's not as bad as the flu, but people who are immunocompromised, the very old, the very young, are susceptible to it. And most people get over it. You just get a little sick. It happens to everybody. You get sick in the wintertime, especially. You get over it, you're fine. This is really being blown out of proportion for what it is. The coronavirus is not even as bad as the flu. The flu is much worse.
Now, correct me if I'm wrong. I don't know how in-depth they teach you guys about coronavirus when you're in nursing school. Probably more in-depth than I have looked into it. But my understanding is that coronavirus is actually a virus that exists in animals. And then the various strains find a way to jump from animal to human. And most of the time, most of these things occur coming out of China because the Chinese, when you go to the Chinese restaurant, it looks more like a petting zoo than a restaurant.
So animals have been vaccinated against coronavirus for a long time. It's been around forever. It's just that now people are getting tested for it. And people weren't getting tested for it before because it's not even as bad as the flu. So, of course, it's going to come back positive because it exists, and it always has.
Right. So I don't have to worry about these. I get a lot of communiques from people wanting to help me out, and I've had, some people telling me, this was done. This was a weaponized virus. It was created in North Carolina.
Well, of course, now all the conspiracy theories are going to come out.
Well, no, that one came to me. That came to me days ago. I mean, I've been seeing all the things that are circulating about this, and do you know what the theory of Occam's razor is?
Occam's razor.
The theory of Occam's razor is this: the most simple solution is probably the probable answer, right? So,
okay. So
in this particular case, since we know coronavirus exists in animals and that it finds a way to jump from animal to animal, the way they're saying this one jumped is that it jumped from a bat, which they eat in China in their soup. Have you seen that? The bat is smiling back up at them as they enjoy their bat soup. The bat will bite something called the pangolin. And the pangolin, the virus in the pangolin, is 99% of the same virus that we have if we have COVID-19. So,
well,
then
99% is not saying a lot, because, I mean, if you look at the DNA between, you know, different species of animals and humans, they can be 99%, but we're completely different species.
Right. We definitely don't look like anything like the pangolin. But then they get the pangolin and they eat the pangolin in China.
Yeah. And I believe they actually made them an endangered species because of it.
They must be tasty.
They must be. I wouldn't know.
Yeah, well, I'm still going to go to Chinese restaurants and enjoy my sesame chicken and General Tso's chicken. Because the Chinese restaurants we have here, I've seen people confusing the Chinese restaurants that they have in China with the Chinese restaurants they have here,
which are not at all the same.
No, this is an Americanized thing. I mean, I had to do a little research just to find out if there was actually a General Tso, you know, the General Tso's chicken. I wanted to find out if there was actually a General Tso that ever existed, because when I'm looking at the restaurants and everything, I'm like, this isn't like a Chinese restaurant. A Chinese restaurant is a, you know, I like dogs. I'm a dog lover. And, mm-hmm. Well, they're on the menu.
Right.
They're on the menu.
Yeah, they don't look at dogs as pets. They look at dogs sort of how we look at cattle.
Yeah.
Their food.
So I would, when we come back, we're coming up on the first break. When we come back, I want to find out what you're doing, just on the off. Like, for example, do you live in an urban area or a rural area?
Kind of in between. I live in a city of 60,000, but I have woods in my backyard. That being said, I can walk to the nearest mall. So kind of in between.
Yeah. So you have a few things you have to be semi-concerned about at the very least, right?
Yeah.
And we're going to talk about them. I want to know about how you're kitted up and what all stuff the Keita has with her. And see, you don't want to bust into the Bussy household, because Keita's not going to shoot you first. She's going to pop you with her whip. Just as sort of a warning, you know, that hurt a lot, I know. And coming up next is going to be a very well-placed shot. And then I'm going to show, but while you're sitting there taking that energy going to shock, I'm going to show you a whole bunch of really good movement as I get you lined up for the next one.
I'll whip them, I'll shoot them, and I'll do a couple cartwheels.
And you're a nurse, so I guess if you wanted to, you could get out there and say, ooh, I know how to treat that, but I'm not going to.
And then I will sedate them.
Anyway, that's coming up next. You, of course, have the new website. How's the new website working out? Tell everybody where the new website is. We'll talk about how the new website is working out when we get back.
It is www.180firearmstraining.com. That's 180firearmstraining.com.
And the book?
That is Smart Move, Economy of Motion for the Shooting Sports by Keita Bussy, available on Amazon.
Which I've looked at it, and nobody has written a book like this with the approach that Keita has to it, which it reminds me of a martial art textbook that leans heavily on kinesiology and everything, and explaining why you do this way. So we'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
but I have found a way to thrive. Elevate. Elevate is a wearable technology designed to mitigate your active lifestyle. Whether you're a professional athlete looking to enhance performance, a yoga practitioner wishing to gain more flexibility, or a person seeking natural ways to relieve pain, benefits encompass all walks to life and lifestyles. Elevate is not a cure, but the IE-infused clothing will give you that extra percentage needed to help you get moving. For more information or to order, go to ElevateBill.com. Elevate, because I am not done yet.
At STI, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At STI, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. STIguns.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@GCNLive.com.
Live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers. fires that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Indeed. Check them out at franklinarmory.com. We're talking to Keita Bussey, and I just thought about some things I wanted to ask you regarding the coronavirus thing. But how is the website working out for you?
It's good. You know, it's a new website, so still trying to figure some things out. The more people, the more traffic I get, the more I can figure out how to make it better. So
right.
It's still in the works, getting better every time somebody uses it.
Now, for people like, you know, Dave Harrington, he hasn't had a website, but he's got a website coming up, too. So for you guys, when you do get the website and you get it up and everything, do you see a increase in people wanting to take classes simply because you're more accessible to hook up with and schedule with and everything else?
No. So for me, it's mostly word of mouth anyway. Website, what that does really is just if somebody hears about me for the first time, it makes me real. So they know I'm a legit business and I'm not just, you know, pretending. So it gives me some, it sort of validates what I do.
Well, but the website also sort of makes you available to the uninitiated, right? When somebody's looking for training. For training, whereas the word of mouth that you get is off of the fact of the, you know, within the gun community, your reputation.
The other thing the website does is I can sell things like T-shirts, sweatshirts, rain gear, you know, things that you need when you go to the range, stuff like that. So I can actually sell gear on my site where before I would just bring it with me to my classes and sell it on site.
Now don't you have a hat? Don't you have a ball cap?
Yes, I have a baseball cap. I have a lot of stuff in there. It's basically print on demand. So you click on it, order it, and then they make it on the spot and send it to you. So
right.
It's all hands off for me now, which is really nice. Instead of running to the post office every day, which I just don't have time for.
Of course. Well, yeah, that I've tried that. I've tried to. You know, it's a little bit different when you're a radio guy versus a trainer.
Yeah.
Because nobody ever sees me. I'm just this disembodied voice, you know. Just a disembodied voice. But I wanted to get back. I would expect that would actually turn around, though, for you. To where you will start to get more training referrals out of that.
Yeah, I think it does help.
I think it will. I think it will help.
Something about this coronavirus, I think the biggest problem actually is people acting like it's Black Friday every day. You know, the worst part about this is everyone cleaning out the shelves, you know, buying all the toilet paper so there's none left for anybody else.
Right.
And people just going crazy.
Now, Mr. Fisher was on the show last night, and he has a theory as to why the toilet paper part was happening, because coronavirus is not so much, it's not like the norovirus, right? Which the norovirus was sort of a diuretic, dysentery type of thing that would dehydrate you and basically just, you know, I guess you would pass away due to dehydration.
Respiratory virus.
Yeah. Okay. So with this one, toilet paper is not really a big need, is it?
No.
Steve thinks it's because everybody else saw everybody else starting to buy all the toilet paper and everybody's just mimicking what they see.
Or they see that it's hard to come by and they're afraid they're going to run out.
I guess that could be part of it,
too. They go to the store and see, well, there's hardly any toilet paper here. I better buy some or I'm not going to be able to get any.
Right. We went and did our grocery storing today, and the only thing that I had like at one store I went, they didn't have any milk.
Yep, that's.
And they didn't have any beef.
Here in Wisconsin, we're lucky because we're a dairy state, so
of course
we have milk.
Of course,
because we have all the dairy farms right here.
Right. We didn't have. The first place I went didn't have beef, didn't have milk, didn't have a big selection of any other meat either. It was pretty wiped out. And then we went to the second place, and they had all kinds of stuff, but they had limits. You could only get so much of this and so much of that. So we went ahead and got the limit, whatever that was, and we'll see how long that lasts. I don't really expect this to be this big of a thing. I mean, I came back from SHOT Show with the flu, and yeah. I was miserable.
Maybe it was coronavirus.
Well, I guess it could be. I mean, but if that was
you didn't get tested?
Well, no, I did go to the doctor. I did go to the doctor, and they did the throat swab and said it was the flu. But at the time, that was back in early February, which the coronavirus only...
Yeah, if you can recover from the flu, you can much more easily recover from the coronavirus.
Yeah, well, that's what I was thinking. I mean, from what I've heard of the coronavirus, I think I would have rather had the coronavirus because I got over...
Yeah.
I took Tamiflu, and I took that for a week, and then I relapsed back into it for another week.
Oh, no.
Then I had to go back to the doctor again, and then because of my asthma and everything, I had to take prednisone for my lungs and all this other stuff. It was fun. It was just all kinds of fun.
With the Tamiflu, you have to get on it right at the onset of symptoms within the first 2 days. Otherwise, it doesn't work for you.
Yeah. Well,
it's not
going to
hurt you to take it anyway, and maybe it'll help, but it probably won't if you're beyond that first 48-hour window.
Right. Well, whatever it was, whatever happened, I don't know. It was horrible. And compared to what I hear about coronavirus, and I know everybody's out there and they would probably think this is in bad taste, but I think I would have rather had coronavirus.
Yeah. Yes, you would. The flu sucks. Coronavirus, I mean, it's not fun, but it's better than the flu.
I guess it just depends on how bad you compromise or something like that. And you, when you get back, when we get back, we're coming up on the next break. If you would be so kind, explain to us what kind of things people have when they are truly immunocompromised. Since we're not really hearing about that, we're just hearing, you know, we just hear the very low death rate, which compared to influenza is nothing. You know, we've already had 25,000
right.
deaths in the United States.
That was so much worse than this.
Yeah, so anyway, Keita, you can find Keita online at her website. You can find her book. We'll talk about that some more as we go along, as we continue on with Weaponized Woman, who also knows about coronavirus. That's pretty good stuff. I like that. So we'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Senate has easily approved a sweeping coronavirus relief bill that was recently passed in the House. The bipartisan measure includes free coronavirus testing, paid sick leave for those who need it, and a boost in unemployment benefits and food assistance. President Trump has said he will sign the bill. During a White House press briefing on Wednesday, President Trump says there's an ongoing process to distribute more coronavirus test kits.
We're going to see if we can do a self-swab, which is be a lot more popular, I can tell you that. And that would be administered also by a health official, but it would be a lot easier to do.
Wall Street with a collective yawn regarding the stimulus package that the Senate passed, as the Dow lost 1,338 points to finish at 19,899. The S&P fell 131 points. The NASDAQ dropped 345. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 29th to June 1st for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient civilizations, crop circles, and so much more. Over 150 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts, Paul Hellyer, Linda Moulton Howe, Nick Pope, Emery Smith, Stephen Greer, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and more. Get your tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Coming to you live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Home of the binary trigger, the home of the Reformation line, militia line, loose, Providence, you name it, they have it there. Now we're going to do something a little different, which I've never gotten a chance to do this before, but I think it's very important we talk about it, because Keita has a daughter named Pixie. Pixie Spice, I believe it is. Are you with me right now, Pixie?
Yes, sir.
Okay. How old are you?
I am 12.
And what grade would that put you in? I don't remember. I'm getting old.
I am in seventh grade.
Seventh grade. Okay. So in the run-up to this, before they took you guys out of school and everything, what was going on with people your age? What were you guys thinking? What were you talking about?
Do you mean when they weren't telling us about the coronavirus, or
when they finally got around to telling you about it?
Oh, my whole class stopped touching each other and started freaking out, but I honestly didn't really care, and I kept hugging one of my best friends because, I mean, I didn't care.
Right. Plus, your mom's a nurse, so, I mean, you know about stuff like that. She could tell you everything you need to know about that. Did you try to tell...
I just washed my hands.
You just washed your hands? Did you point that out to him? Just wash your hands. Everything's going to be cool.
Nah.
No. Was everybody too far gone for that?
Yeah, probably.
Now, as far as now, how long are you guys are out, or how long are you out of school for?
2 or 3 weeks.
Right. So, are you worried about anything? Are you looking at all the, because a lot of people are, a lot of adults are freaking out of this, aren't they?
Yeah.
What do you think of that? Do you find it silly? I mean, I find it silly. I look at adults my age, I'm like, what are you on? What are you doing?
Yeah, exactly. And they're buying all the toilet paper, and it's just only a few people don't really care.
Right.
And if it was a horrible thing, my mom and I are always prepared. We have Spam, and our fridge is always full. We always have toilet paper.
Well.
Yeah. Oh. Sorry, you go.
No. Most people don't understand the whole thing with Spam. The thing about Spam is how many calories you get out of it and how much protein you can get out of it. It's very good to have in a survival situation. Are you thinking that you're going to be in it? I don't think we're going to be in a survival situation. Do you think so?
No.
But you have the Spam anyway.
Yeah, and it's really filling, so that's really good too.
Yeah, well, when I was in the military, there was not a lot of snacking when we would be out there doing what we did, and
you had to get right to the work.
That's right. So when we could get the Spam, we really enjoyed the Spam. I'm not ashamed to say that Spam is a thing. It's a big thing. So obviously, a little bit of thought has gone into this. Have you been speaking to any of your friends since you've been out of school?
I've been speaking to one of my friends. I only have 2 people friended on Snapchat, so
right.
I only talk to one of those people.
And you go to school with them, or are you just on Snapchat?
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't normally touch people back. I'm one of those people.
Gotcha. There's nothing wrong with that. I mean, a long time ago, there was no Snapchat, so we didn't have to worry about that.
Yeah.
So, anybody want to do a shout out to? Because I'm sure your mom will show you how to get this to show whichever friend or let whichever friend want to listen to it. Now you're a radio star, so do you want anybody you want to shout out to?
I don't know.
anybody at all, or nobody? If there's nobody, if you ride alone, if you're one of those, I've heard about you lone wolves that hang out there. I've heard about you guys, so that's nothing wrong with that either.
I'm not necessarily a lone wolf. I'm just kind of a shy person when it comes to this.
Yeah, you don't. I don't understand that, but then again, it's been a long time since I've been 12. You sound very well thought out and everything. You sound like you've got it together. So,
I didn't plan any of this.
Huh?
I didn't plan any of this. I just started talking.
Sure. Well, that's the whole basis behind radio. When you get out there and try to script it, then if you come off of the script or if you mess up the script, you're like, oh, wait a minute, I got to do that over again. So it's much better to be just right off the cuff, as we would say. This would be called ad-libbing. So this is the best way to go.
Yeah. I get more nervous when I'm actually in front of huge crowds. And in one class, my teacher asked what people's fears were, and my only fear was speaking in front of a huge crowd, but over the radio it's a bit easier.
Well, I will tell your mom later how many people heard you. We don't have to talk about that right now. I'll tell your mom later, but trust me, it's bigger than your school. But it's cool because it's cool because you seem to be a natural about it. Now, as over the next few weeks and everything, do you have a do you know what you're going to do to try to keep yourself occupied?
Well, I mean, I do have a ukulele and I've been practicing it. I want to get really good at playing it, and I also have TV I try not to go on it too much. I play board games with my mom. I read books, and I go on runs, stuff like that.
I saw the ukulele thing on Facebook. I saw your mom pop that up there, that you wanted a ukulele. Forgotten instrument a lot, but, I mean, a lot of people back in the 60s and the 70s, that was a part of every rock band out there to have a ukulele player. So
cool.
You might be one of the ones making it, helping it make the comeback in your generation, because it's sort of a forgotten instrument for most people. They all want to go to the full-size guitar. And, you know, somebody wanting to pick up the ukulele, that's sort of cool.
Yeah. It's more of the high-pitched thing, so
yep.
Normally if you like high-pitched, it's the perfect thing for you.
But it complements the other guitars and all the other stuff, all the other stringed instruments to have that in there. So that adds another layer to it.
Yeah.
Which is, I like multi-layered music. I like that a lot. So maybe you'll make something, record something, and then we'll get to hear that too, in addition to all the shooting stuff you're probably going to do later on if that's what you want to do. But I do want to thank you for taking the time out of your busy schedule to come and speak to us for a moment today.
I mean, I'm not that busy, but yeah, you're welcome.
Well, listen, whenever somebody says that to you, if you're being interviewed ever again from this point on, right, just say, it was my pleasure.
Okay, it was my pleasure.
Let everybody believe that you have a busy schedule. They like that idea. And like I said, thank you very much for taking the time, and I guess we'll discuss other things with your mom coming up next. Thank you, young lady.
Mm-hmm.
Stay safe. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses, why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Attention all radio listeners who still need food supplies. If you've thought about the implication of food-related supply chain disruptions and are concerned about the coming quarantines, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Here's why. In the next few days, all Americans will face extremely hard choices. If we've learned anything from China and Italy, it's that quarantines and enforced lockdowns are just a few days away here in the U.S. Listen, while dehydrated food is becoming scarce, you can still get enough open pollinated heirloom seeds to grow a 1-acre crisis garden. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables in the days ahead may actually be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand the nature of the threat. This could be life-saving. Lockdowns can last from 6 to 8 weeks. Get free bonus seeds. Special quarantine reports, too. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this.
ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
Is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at FranklinArmory.com.
Indeed, check them out, FranklinArmory.com. We are speaking with Keita Bussey, the weaponized woman, and I don't think that impressed her very much.
Well, something I was hoping she would share with you that she didn't is from the time she was very young, we would play a game called Zombie Apocalypse.
Oh.
We play this game, we shut everything down, we're not allowed to use car, we're not allowed to use heat or light, and we're not allowed to eat fresh food. And we arm ourselves with Nerf guns, and the neighbor kids try to come and steal our food stores, and we have to stop them with Nerf guns. So we do this with all the neighborhood kids.
Sure.
And we make a bonfire, and we use that for heat. We usually do this during the summertime. And we have a garden. We get our food from the garden. In the wintertime, we bring the garden indoors, so we have potatoes and carrots and other fresh veggies and stuff.
Right.
And then we're only allowed to use spam, baked beans, canned goods, no fresh food allowed. So we're always stocked up on toilet paper and real guns and ammo. And so to her, this is just like playing the zombie apocalypse game that we always play every summer with the neighbor kids. So for her, she's not really fazed by the whole thing. She just kind of grew up this way because her mom's weird.
Yeah. Well, but you know what? I'll tell you this. I'll tell you this. Now, even during the best of times, most of the time people look at people that prep as oddballs. And especially with the zombies. And see, the thing about the zombie apocalypse, if you can prepare for the zombie apocalypse, that means that if you have a storm that comes and knocks power out, well, you can probably get through that. If you have any sort of any other natural disaster that comes through, you can probably get through that because, well, you've trained for the zombie apocalypse, and you've got all
right,
the other things in place.
As a game, we made it fun, but in Wisconsin, we get really bad storms. We can get snowed in where we can't even get to a store for a week at a time.
Right.
We always have our pantry stocked. We always have plenty of toilet paper. And Pixie knew that she didn't have to worry and we didn't have to go panic buy anything at all because we were prepared for this. And she knows how to handle firearms as well. So actually, I did have a break-in at my house in the middle of the night, and she came running into my room and woke me up because she heard a noise. And I had her get down behind the mattress because that's the closest thing to bulletproof that we have in our house.
Right.
But she grabbed the firearm, one of the firearms off my nightstand, the one that she knows is for her. She checked it, made sure it was ready to go. And I grabbed mine and I said, don't open the door unless you get the all clear for me. I locked her in the bedroom and I went out to check. By the time I got downstairs, they were gone, but there were footprints in the snow leading up to and from the house. So
just out of curiosity,
they just left, but
yeah,
she knew exactly what to do. She knew how to handle the firearm. She knew how to, you know, not sweep me with a gun. She knew to check and see if it was loaded and keep it safe. And she knew if she had to, she could defend herself.
Yeah, well, I mean, she's, I've seen pictures of her. Now, she looks a lot like you, but, I mean, she's not exactly a small. She's pretty tall, isn't she?
No, she's pretty small for her age. She was actually a preemie. So she's the youngest kid in her class because I put her ahead of grade. So she's a year younger than all the other kids in her class.
Okay.
And she's also the smallest because she was a preemie. She's in the 25th percentile.
Well, I don't know why I thought she was bigger than she was, but that's okay. That's okay. She knows how to brass check
like
and get ready to go. And say what?
She's a shrunken version of me. She looks like a mini Turquita. She's like my little action hero or action figure.
Cool. That's very cool. But just out of curiosity now, for these instances in these in this time that we are now existing in, besides your handguns, do you have anything there?
I did, but they were stolen when I was out of town, unfortunately. So
right.
I have more en route right now. But normally I keep a rifle, a PCC, a shotgun, and several handguns.
Right.
Actually, multiple shotguns. I had a pump action and a semi-automatic shotgun. So I have more coming back to me now. They're en route to replenish my supply since the robbery.
What about ammo? I would imagine that you have a good supply of ammo.
I do, yeah.
Yeah.
I buy my ammo from Gore Tactical. They are still keeping up with demand, and they make really high-quality stuff. I really like Gore Tactical. Another good one is Supervel. They make really good pistol ammunition. They're based out of Las Vegas. Gore Tactical is based out of Texas, and it's actually run by a retired colonel of the Army. Very detail-oriented guy, so he makes sure his stuff works.
So until all this stuff gets to you, what is your primary reaction weapon?
My primary reaction weapon?
Yeah.
I have a pistol on my nightstand.
Well, what kind of pistol? That's what I'm asking. What kind?
I've got a few different ones. I've got a Panfoglio Stock II. I've got a Rock Island Armory in 40. And I actually have a CZ Shadow 2 on the way, along with a SIG P365, and, of course, a couple of long guns are on the way as well.
Now, the Tangfolio and the Rock Island, you've actually competed with those, right?
Yes.
So that
would
be...
Yeah, and Pixie has a Springfield XD, and she's got a small rifle as well that she's very proficient with.
Well, that's cool. What kind of rifle does Pixie have?
She's just got a little Cricket.
That's a little 22?
Yeah.
Well, you know, 22s are great survival weapons and everything else. I think it's... How long has Pixie been getting into firearms?
She started shooting when she was 4. She has a lot of natural ability, just not a lot of interest in competitive shooting. So she loves to go and just clink around on the range, and she can... So she'll go and mow down a plate rack with a 9mm pistol at 20 yards and say, okay, are we done now? Can we go home? And like, do you know how many people take my class that wish they could do what you just did without even trying? She has a lot of natural ability, and she just doesn't care. But...
She- She seems like
she's
a
prepared,
tough person to impress.
You know, if stuff goes down, she's ready.
She seems like a tough young lady to impress. So that's cool. That's amusing in one way. She'd probably outshoot me too. That's not going too far though. That's not too far. Probably outshoot me as well though. But, all that being said, will this add a? You know what? I don't have enough time for you to answer this question. So this is for next time we get together. This is for the next time there is a weaponized woman. I want to ask you if you are going to look at this time and maybe look at adding to your curriculum, which I've asked you this before, but maybe looking at the self-defense component from the standpoint that you exist in every day as a single mom that lives at home, that has to defend a home and a child. That's, you know, if it's just you, that's one thing. It's easy to move around and everything else. But then now you've got to be aware of a second person. All that
and
other stuff that goes on.
She's also aware of me, and we move around very well together.
Yeah, well, it sort of sounds like it. And you also have a little miniature squad there that are all trained up on the zombie apocalypse, if that comes.
Yes,
if you can get them armed, you're going to be good to go. So anyway, thank you for joining me. Keep your head down and all that other good stuff, and I'll be in touch. One more time, give out the website.
180firearmstraining.com.
There you go. Keep a busty weaponized woman. I'm doing my best. You too.
All right.
Good
night.
You too. Hour number two is inbound. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.